WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's down to the final two. Former President Donald Trump and his one-time U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley battling it out in New Hampshire ahead of tomorrow's primary. ABC's Melissa Adan is in Manchester.
So this race has changed dramatically within the last 24 hours, and so has former President Donald Trump's tone toward Ron DeSantis. Now, Trump is expected back here in New Hampshire tonight. And on top of Ron DeSantis' endorsement, he was also endorsed by Senator Tim Scott. That's actually Tim Scott from South Carolina, who Nikki Haley appointed to that role. Meantime, Nikki Haley also picking up an endorsement by former presidential candidate and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson.
Donald Trump could testify today in the defamation trial over his 2019 comments, branding columnist E. Jean Carroll a liar who faked a sexual attack back in the mid-90s. Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin today, marking the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. President Biden convening his reproductive health care task force. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Advocates are pressing Wisconsin schools and farmers to take advantage of a new federal grant program to get locally sourced food into cafeterias. Kids Forward is a Wisconsin-based youth and family advocacy organization. It's one of several organizations in the Great Lakes region promoting a new grant program from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The Lake Michigan School Food System Innovation Hub will give out grants of up to $250,000 to connect schools with local food. The program will put an emphasis on projects that would aid areas without equitable access to resources. The largest grants will be doled out over the span of 2.5 years. Smaller grants of up to $75,000 will be distributed over the course of a single year. The program is funded by the USDA, but is overseen by the Illinois Public Health Institute. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City.
A little breezy this morning, otherwise cloudy. 32 today with a little light freezing drizzle by late this afternoon. Tonight, some light rain, snow, maybe some freezing drizzle. Kind of a mixed bag tonight, down to 30. Tomorrow, more of the same. Some rain, some snow, a little freezing drizzle with a high near 34. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
99.7.
Things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older.
Yeah. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope your Monday's off to a great start, even though it's a Monday, weekend time and all of that. Coffee, donuts all the way around. It's how we adult at our best. I'm Maddie Jones. Looks like we are going to have to contend with a little winter weather over the next couple of days. Some light rain, some snow, some freezing drizzle in the forecast as well. 32 for a high today, 34 tomorrow. Here's Michael Jackson. This is Billie Jean on Max FM.
And more. I'm so far away.
99.7 Max FM.
You make my dreams come true. There is Hall & Oates, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. If you went to see a good movie this weekend, because, well, most of the United States was pretty cold, turns out you were not alone. We were all trying to stay inside. Here's what was big at the box office. The Mean Girls musical comes in at number one once again in its second weekend, bringing in just under $12 million, giving it a total so far of $50 million. Jason Stratham's action thriller, The Beekeeper, also stayed put at number two in its second weekend, $8.5 million for that one. Wonka held at number three with just over $6 million this weekend. So far, it's earned an impressive $532 million across the world. And then the hit romantic comedy Anyone But You stayed at number four, passing $100 million worldwide to become the highest grossing R-rated comedy since Bridget Jones's Baby clear back in 2016. And then finally, the good family film Migration rounds out the top five with just over $5 million for the weekend. So there you go, a list of what you can go see if you'd still love to go check out a great movie. Taking a look at your forecast right now, breezy this morning, cloudy throughout today, 32 for a high. We could see some light freezing drizzle by late this afternoon. And then tonight, light rain, maybe some snow, maybe some freezing drizzle. We're going to mix it all in there. A low right around 30, and then tomorrow, much of the same. Rain, snow, freezing drizzle possible with a high near 34. Right now, it's 24.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health-friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Baby, don't understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time might be the last, I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you. You're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. I need you so. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. When we hear the voices sing, the book of love. You're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. And when we hear the voices sing, the book of love.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget birthdays and anniversaries coming up later on this morning. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope your Monday's off to a great start. It's Joe Jett and the Blackhearts now. I hate myself for loving you.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
You stole my heart. You are all that I am.
And rock steady, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. If you're a fan of Justin Timberlake, you might have heard this news over the weekend, but he took to social media to announce his first album in 6 years, Everything I Thought I Was. Following his homecoming concert in Memphis on Friday, he released a brief video teaser for the project, narrated by Benicio del Toro. Now, Timberlake did not confirm when the album will be released, but a pre-save link for the single Selfish, which he previewed at Friday Night Show, has been posted on his official website. He's going to presumably perform it on Saturday Night Live this coming weekend when he appears as the musical guest alongside host Dakota Johnson. Timberlake hasn't appeared on the show since December of 2013, which I feel is way too long because Timberlake on SNL, always a good time. He has hosted the show 5 times and performed 6 times. He'll also join his friend Jimmy Fallon as a guest on The Tonight Show this coming Thursday. So a lot of Justin Timberlake in the press and in the media right now. It's good if you're a big fan of Justin Timberlake's. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we have some light rain, some freezing drizzle, maybe even some snow coming our way over the next couple of days. Sean Cable's going to tell you more about it in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports, and right now it's your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carryout. 448-2215.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. The Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library will be hosting their library dedication, open house, and next chapter gala. The dedication will be at 10 a.m. on Saturday, January 27th, and the open house continuing until noon. That part is a free event and open to all, no tickets needed. Come together and celebrate the culmination of years of planning, hard work, and dedication. Library tours will follow speeches at 10 a.m. Refreshments will be provided from the Friends of the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library as well. And then that evening from 6 until 9:30, it's the Next Chapter Gala. That event will have cocktails and appetizers, live piano entertainment, and dueling pianos. That is a ticketed event. You can get all the details and get your tickets by going to csmpl.org/expansion or just head to their website and click on the banner on the first page. And once again, talented show choirs from all across the state will be in Sauk Prairie on Friday and Saturday. Check out their website for all the details, but tickets are available for Friday night only for $10, Saturday prelims only for $15, $10 for Saturday finals only, or you can get an all-day pass for $20 on Saturday, or $25 will get you a full weekend pass, plus ticket options available for students and 5 and under are free. A link can be found by going to saukprairie.com and click the events tab, or you can just go to the saukprairieschools.org website.
The conference championship games have been set in the NFL playoffs after divisional round play wrapped up on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Lions earned a date with the 49ers in the NFC championship next Sunday after holding off Tampa Bay 31-23. Last night, Kansas City knocked off the Bills in the AFC 27-24 in Buffalo. The Chiefs will take on Baltimore in the AFC championship. Ravens beat Houston 34-10 on Saturday. Packers missed a chance. They fell to the 49ers 24-21 in San Francisco.
This hurt. I hurt for our team. I hurt for our coaches. I hurt for our fans. This is a special group. And one of the tough things about the National Football League is that group will never be together again as a team. There's so much turnover each and every year.
Matt LaFleur is scheduled to meet with reporters in Green Bay this morning. The Bucks beat the Pistons 141-135 on Saturday behind Damian Lillard's 45 points and 11 assists. Those two teams back at it in Detroit tonight. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
A little breezy this morning, otherwise cloudy. 32 today with a little light freezing drizzle by late this afternoon. Tonight, some light rain, snow, maybe some freezing drizzle. Kind of a mixed bag tonight, down to 30. Tomorrow, more of the same. Some rain, some snow, a little freezing drizzle with a high near 34. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you for joining us this morning. Unfortunately, it looks like we're going to have to deal with a little weather. Some light rain, some snow, some freezing drizzle possible tonight into tomorrow. Here's Billy Joel from 1980.
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. Oh, sooner or later, it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. Temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. That's what I said. Only the good die young. Only the good die young. You might have heard I run with a dangerous crowd. We ain't too pretty, we ain't too proud. A bit too loud, oh, but that never hurt no one. So come on, Virginia, show me a sign. Send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young.
Really good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7.
Best Frog, man.
Max FM.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
Machine or mannequin.
Secret, secret.
Running
Running Down a Dream, there is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Checking out your forecast right now. Breezy this morning, cloudy throughout much of today, 32 for a high. Some light freezing drizzle possible by late this afternoon. Then tonight, a little bit of everything in the forecast. Some light rain, some snow, some freezing drizzle possible down to 30. Much of the same for Tuesday. Rain, snow, freezing drizzle possible with a high near 34. Right now, it's 24. Coming up this morning on Max FM, for the very last time this season, Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, is going to join us. We will wrap up a great season by the Green Bay Packers and talk a little bit about that loss to the 49ers on Saturday night. Plus, our furry friends over at the Sauk County Humane Society who are looking for great homes, make sure you join us for Pets of the Week. And we'll also discuss the weirdest things left behind in motel rooms last year. Oh, it's a fun list, so you'll love this. Finn and I will get into it. Plus, birthdays and anniversaries coming up, too. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, you can text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. ABC News and local news coming up around 7 o'clock. Sports later this morning with Mike Ganger, plus all the music you need to start this Monday. It's all coming up on 99.7 Max FM.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
Bundle and save on all your dairy needs this week at Pierce's Express Market in Baraboo. Kraft, shredded, or chunk cheeses and essential everyday natural cheese slices are all 2 for $5. Dan and Oikos or light and fit Greek yogurts are 2 for $7. Yoplait Go-Gurts are 2 for $5. And Chobani Flips yogurts are 2 for $3. Plus, get Pillsbury Crescent, Sweet Rolls, or Grand Biscuits all at 2 for $6. And Sunny D's Citrus Punch 64-ounce bottles are just 2 for $3. Pierce's Express Market, family-owned since 1924.
Get deals on what you need during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's. Right now, save $20 on select 5-gallon ceiling paint or primer by HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. Plus, get 15% off and earn 3x bonus points when you buy 4 more Purdy products. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts if any. Valid 115 through 126. Subject to change.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.